From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Amidst slightly cooler than average temperatures, today will feature a gradual thinning of the clouds at best, but just the slight chance of a light shower. Low pressure will dive through from our northwest late tonight into tomorrow, bringing showers primarily to areas near and north of Route 2 late tonight, and then primarily to the eastern townships, Northeast Kingdom, northern and central New Hampshire during the day tomorrow. Most areas should see at least a slightly warmer day tomorrow, less so in northeastern areas where showers will likely have the biggest influence on temperatures. For this afternoon, highs will range from the mid-50s to lower 60s, with some mid-60s from the Hudson Valley into southwestern Vermont. This afternoon, a very subtle trough of low pressure connects two similarly subtle surface lows, one over the Vermont-Quebec border and the other near New York City. A few widely scattered light showers or sprinkles could result from this, with the last of these ending this evening. A somewhat stronger system is slated for tomorrow. After diving southeastward out of the upper Ottawa Valley late tonight, surface low pressure will continue slantwise across Vermont, eventually making it to around Boston by tomorrow evening. This will make showers likely early in the day for northeastern sections, such as the Northeast Kingdom and northern New Hampshire, with the most solid coverage probably coming quite early in the day. After that, as the surface low continues to our south, a related upper-level disturbance will dive through from our north. This feature is likely to bring scattered showers of its own, especially tomorrow afternoon. Interstate 89 serves as a rough dividing line between where showers will be more versus less likely tomorrow. This will likewise be true of tomorrow's temperatures, which will mimic what has happened for much of this week, being warmer in southwestern areas and cooler in the northeast. In general, tomorrow's temperatures should still be slightly warmer than those of today, perhaps dramatically warmer in and around southwestern Vermont, where highs could reach the 70s. More widespread warming should come on Friday and Saturday. We will again have cool high pressure poking down from Quebec, but clouds should be less prevalent, allowing the strong sunshine of early May to give temperatures a bit of a boost. During the second half of the weekend, a series of fronts will likely bring our next widespread bout of showers, mainly from Saturday night into Sunday. This will make temperatures temporarily cooler on Sunday, but a warming trend then appears likely for early next week. In the short-term forecast summary for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies east of the Greens, mostly to partly cloudy west, a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle. Highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s, some mid-60s from the Hudson Valley into southwestern Vermont. Light winds, variable to east. Tonight, slight chance of an early sprinkle, then partly to mostly cloudy, then a rising chance of late-night showers from the Adirondacks and Route 2 northward, lows from the mid-40s to around 50. East to southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. For Thursday, mostly to partly cloudy, chance of showers south and west of Interstate 89 and scattered to the north and east of I-89, except likely in the Northeast Kingdom and in northern New Hampshire. Highs tomorrow mainly in the low to mid-60s with some upper 50s northeast and upper 60s to lower 70s southwest, winds becoming west to northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday night, mostly to partly cloudy, chance of showers early, mainly in New Hampshire, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s from the Green Mountains westward, 40s to the east, winds becoming north 5 to 10 early, then diminishing. Friday, partly cloudy, highs from the upper 50s to mid-60s east of the Greens, mid-60s to around 70 west, winds variable to east around 5 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.